already been keeping it on it.
The what? I just keep it on. Parsha brings how Yaakov Avinu was going to check out, I'm sorry, Yosef HaTzadik, was going to check out, he was sent on a mission by his father to go check out how his brothers are doing. And he's trying to find his way. Vayomer, he finds someone, and so someone asks him, what's going on, what do you want, what are you looking for? Vayomer, Esachai. Anochim Vakesh, Hagidon Ali, Ephraim Roim, where are they? Guide me to them. Ayomor Ish, as we know that was the Malach, says Rashi, Nasu Mizeh, they traveled from here. Kishamati Omrim Nelcha Dosinda. They're on the way to Dosan. Ayelch Yosef Acharchov, Ayim Seb Dosan. Says Rabbeinu Bachaya, Nelcha Dosinda. Nelcha Dosinda, Asuhu, Rabbosainu Zal, Midrosham, Migushon Nichay Dosos. I'm not sure what that means, Rabbos, I apologize. But basically what it means is the general translation means Nichay Dos, like very negative conniving, planning in a very negative way. Nichay means like conniving or what's the word you used before? Scheming, Dosos, you know, Ashkafos or planning. I don't know exactly. If anybody knows exactly, please share with me, but that's the basic idea. So the Russia, so Nelcha Dosaina is similar to, is supposed to be similar, that Boseno said was alluding to is Nichay Dosos, scheming, negative scheming, very vicious planning. The Malach was trying to get a message across. He used the words Nelcha Dosaina, those were specifically used to try to give a message to Yosef. That these guys are, your brothers are out to get you. How bad they are. Machshvasam, machashav tamora. And Yosef go, hey, on this, sir. He didn't get the message. He didn't realize what was behind the words, the hidden message. Shebesoch ha-goshem. Shunichay dosos. V'holach achara nigla acharehem. And he went after just the apparent, you know, the translation of the words. He went to go to dosam. Rodav Hachareim, Mayim Sein Bedosan, right? Vehu Sha'amru Medrash Nasu Mizeh, Hisiu Asma Menu Achva. Right? What does it mean? They found the Medosan, the Medrash that it brings, Nasu Mizeh, they travel from here. What does that mean? Hisiu Asma Menu Achva. It's referring to the same idea that they went away from their brother, their love for each other, they left it behind. Vehochel Vakhe Shulcha, Nichay Dosos, Shibisucha Vahem. They wanted to kill you. That was the message that this Malach was trying to give, was trying to relate to Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't get it. It wasn't so he missed the boat. He didn't get the hidden secret inside those words. And therefore, he kept on going. The Malach was trying to tell him, you know, maybe you should stop and don't go. You shouldn't go. You want to save his life, so to speak. Not a good idea to go because they're out to get you. They're out to kill you, as he says over here. They wanted to kill you. They want to kill you. So where are you going? But he didn't say Befarish. He just hinted to it. So Rosh Yeshiva said a very interesting insight over here. What happened over here? What's this whole deal? Right? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his master plan. He sent the Malach on a mission. What was the mission? What was the Malach placed there for? The Malach was there to go ahead and make sure that Yosef gets to the right destination, right? Hashem wanted Yosef to eventually to meet his brothers. His brothers will want to kill him, decide not to kill him, sell him to Paro Mitzrayim, go down to Mitzrayim. So Yosef goes down, and the brothers go down, the father goes down. The whole plan over the year, whatever it was, eventually go down to the Golas Mitzrayim, 210 years. That was Hashem's plan. That was the master plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put together for whatever reason. And he sent this Malach there for a certain purpose and to make sure he goes the right way, to tell him to be there. Otherwise, he'll get lost and go back to Yaakov, back in Canaan. He'll never get to these people, to Dothan. So he wanted to make sure that was the purpose of the Malach. He had a job to do. So what happens? So Yosef meets up with him. And he also asked him, where should I go? Where are my brothers? So, of course, the Malach has to tell him where to go. But he tells him the way because he wants to get a message across. He wants to tell Yosef, you know, maybe you shouldn't go because, you know, it's so dangerous. He missed the boat. He didn't hear it. Fine. The boat say, I don't understand, Rashi asks. How could this Malach advise, try to advise, if someone that he did it b'derech zeh for this reason, a hint, not the Feirish, how could he advise him not to tell him somewhere she shouldn't go? It's against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. I don't understand. Potentially, if he'd be successful, the Rashi says, so he also will get the message. Okay, Baruch Hashem, he didn't, I guess. Maybe Hashem made true, I don't know. But if he gets the message, he would turn around and go back. That's it. No more Sheba Mitzrayim. No more Hashem's plan to get Yosef to go down to Egypt and his brothers and his father. All that's down the drain. And that's why Hashem sent him there, to make sure he goes. So he should find his way to see his brothers. And the whole unfolding of events would take place. So what's this Malach doing? You know, he has a job to do on Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he does something which potentially for the purpose of knocking out Hashem's plan, right? And that's what it was. What kind of chutzpah is this? What kind of chutzpah is Malach has to go against Kodesh Baruch Hu, his boss, the king, Malach HaMalachim, Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's going on over here? So, Rashi's pshat is, in Al-Khanami, he has the job, Malach has to do his job. He has to do his job to go ahead and direct Yosef, therefore he told him where to go. But on the other hand, the Malach realized this is terrible. This is not right. I see a person potentially in trouble, potentially might get killed down the road. Who knows? It's the terrible advice to tell him to go there. So I have to somehow get the message across to help to save him, because he's a Nitzrach. He's someone who needs good advice. He's going to potentially end up being killed. He'll go down that path, go over there, and who knows what will happen to him. So, sorry about that. And I have to advise him. He needs an Eitz Haguna. It's my job. I have to do chesed for him, help him out. He shouldn't be killed. Whatever, he shouldn't be killed, but Hashem wants him to go down there, and that's Hashem's problem, not your problem. No, we're both sides. A person's outlook and hashkafah has to always be what is right. Hashem gave me, I guess it applies to Malach also, don't ask me that, how that applies to Malach, but that was applies to Malach also, I guess, right? But everyone has to do what's right. And if you see someone in trouble, I guess it applies in a lot of situations, Rabosai. You know, when you want to do something good, and there's a great thing to accomplish, you want to build the yeshiva, let's say, Al-Habdo, right? You want to build the yeshiva, and there's a lot of ways to do it, but, you know, and maybe if your Rebbe tells you to do a certain thing, whatever, to go build it, but something comes up in the way, and you feel you can't do it, you know, you can't. But I have to go tell Yosef, I have to go tell Yosef what the story is, how to get there, but I have to tell him in a different way, so he should get the message, same person. Right? I have to tell him in a way to get the message, to go ahead, and he shouldn't go. I want to defeat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission and message to Yosef at Tzadik and kill the whole plan. If I both say, if it's wrong to do, for some reason, I don't care who tells me to do it, I have to still listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't not listen to him, obviously. That was exerted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his command. That was the mission statement to go and tell him. But I have to keep in mind that I have to do something to help him out. It hurts me so much, potentially. It's the wrong thing to go ahead and just not to give him some good advice on the side. Say, okay, I guess it doesn't bederech remez, not direct, you know. I know you don't like this too big of a kiddush for you, right? You can't figure out what's going on over here. But that's what I both say. He felt it was necessary to use your seichel all the time. What is right? What is wrong? I guess part of it is the ends do not justify the means. You have a tremendous tachlis, tremendous goal, but you know, every step of the way, I have to always question it and figure out what is the right thing to do. What is right over here? It's wrong to go ahead and just tell him. I Hashem told me, okay, but Mishnah Hashem wants me to figure out to some way tell him and get a message to him not to go, because that's Hashem wants Yashus, Hashem wants Emes, Hashem wants Ches, Hashem wants Eis Hatov, Eis Haguna. So Mishnah Hashem wants me to go ahead and tell him in a way not to contradict. I can't contradict Hashem, that I can't do. But I can tell him in a way which is secretive, and he'll figure it out that he shouldn't go. That's fine. That's what Hashem wants also. It's not against Hashem. Hashem wants to do what's right. And if you have a job to do and you're trying to accomplish great things, but there's a problem. You can't do it because something, you know, it's not right to do this. But I'll accomplish so much if I ignore this, if I do it in a certain way on both sides. You have to use all your seichel, your dash Torah. What has to be followed, the Hashgof has the Torah has to be followed no matter what, no matter who, what. You have to find some way to go ahead and accomplish and get and do what's right in spite of the overwhelming need to do something else. That's the first one that we're both saying. Yisrael Ahmes Yosef, we call Bonav. Second Shusha Bosh, it talks about a little early in the Parsha, the famous Kasonis Pasim. So Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef tremendously, we call Bonav, Kivens Kunim Mulo. And right, I think the Unkos over there says Ben Zekunim means that he's a Bar Chakim. He's a very smart, big Talmud Chacham. He learned a lot of Torah. So it wasn't just an old man's son, you know, that was part of it. But he was someone who was a Talmud Chacham. He loved him so much. He wanted to give him preferential treatment. Also, Ksonis Pasim. He made him give him a little present. Ksonis Pasim. Okay? He wanted to go ahead and maybe reward him for his learning, inspire him to a little more, reward him. Maybe inspire other kid people, you know, Kinasot from Tabu Chachma, the brother should be, oh, well, listen, he also, we got a present over here. I also want to Ksonis Pasim, so I'm going to work harder in my Torah, my learning, and my Shir. That's what he did. That's what Yaakov Avinu did. Says the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Omar Rava Bar Machsia, Omar Rav Chama, Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, we Olam, Ayushana Adam, Beno Ben Habonim, Eisa Tova Kamashmon. Right? A person should not go ahead and give preferential treatment to one son over a different son. How do I know? From this story over here. It said, B'shil mishkal shnei salam milas, because of the very small, like a very cheap, very light piece of material, the kodesh pasim, which was shnei salam, not so much, not a very valuable, small thing. Shalos an Yaakov Yosef. Yosef Misharbonov, that he gave preferential treatment that Yaakov gave to Yosef more than his other brothers. In other words, did not get this Ksonis Pasim. Niskanu bo echav. His brothers became jealous of him. Nisgalgal harba hadavar v'yordu avoseinu Mitzrayim. And the whole sequence of events happened because of this. You know, first I think what happened was that Yosef himself, I think this the altar talks about, the altar says Yosef himself went and felt a little bit, you know, Gaiva, a little special, you know, I'm very special, and therefore that made him misinterpret. I think it was three things. He told his father about them, Deborah, and it was part of it, about the different things, inappropriate behavior, immoral behavior, different things, but he felt a little above them, so therefore, you know, I'm good and they're not so good, you know, I'm a big tzaddik, you know, I'm a guy, a big Talmud Chacham, my father rewarded me, and therefore he felt a little, maybe a little bit Gaiva from that, and he interpreted his brother's actions a little improperly. Once he did that, they got jealous of him, right? Because he's telling stuff about them, and he got the present. They're all jealous. They kind of bought chav. And what happens? And they eventually wanted to kill him, and they sold him the whole thing. They went down to Mitzrayim because of that. What a result! All because Yaakov Avinu gave Hashem Shamayim some extra special attention, a present to Yosef. Says Tosis, next parah, Hokin Elchi Garcinon. There was already gzera. What's it to do with this? Not because of this. It wouldn't have been so bad. So it seems that I think the Maram explains that is because what Tos over here means that they had to go down, 100%. 400 years go down there. The question is, when did it start? So you see, HaKadosh Baruch had flexibility. Hashem made it that the count started from way back, 30 years before Leidos Yitzchak. That's when Brish Behapsarim, that's when it started. But the actual Sheba started when? When they went into Mitzrayim, 210 out of 400. Out of 430, whatever your cheshbon is at, right? Only 210 years. If it wasn't for Yaakov Avinu's showing special treatment and causing this problem, it could have been that... That it would have been less than that. It could have been the Sheba would have been the last generation. 10 years, 25, 50, something, whatever it is, not 210. That's what the Gemara means, that's according to Maram, according to Tosis. That the Gemara means that to Mamish, there was extra Sheba, years of extra Sheba, whatever that time was, extra Sheba going down to Mitzrayim and servitude and avdus and slavery like no one ever heard of before. That's what happened because of his preferential treatment. Says the Alter Kochatzir. He says, what is this thing? What was so terrible over here? He brings the Shulchan Aruch, says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that when a person's making out his Yerusha, his will, he should not go ahead, even though Medina's mutter, you're allowed to go ahead and give all your stuff, all your money, it's your money, give all your money to one son, but don't give it all to one son. It's not appropriate. It's Ayishana, because it's Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Gemara, that you shouldn't do it. It might be mutter Medina, and as Mamish giving away all your money to one person. Wow, what a terrible, you know, Avla, what a terrible... what a terrible jealousy factor. You shouldn't do it. It's not appropriate. You have to do it, but you shouldn't do it. It's not appropriate, you know. Not only that, but even not so bad. Let's say you want to give one son a little more. A little more, you know, give him $10,000, give him $8,000, whatever it is, you know, you want to give him more. You shouldn't do it. It's muta medina. You shouldn't do it because it's al yishana. Don't get no preferential treatment. And not just that, even b'chayav. A person wants to go ahead and give one son a little extra, a little ksonis pasim, two miras slum, right? Shnei slum miras, right? A little more stuff. You can't do it. Why? Because al yishana, Chazal's advice is to us is medina mutter, but you have to, but there's advice that the Chacham, that the Gedolim, that our Chazal teach us is appropriate. Hey, what's good? What's not good? Something might be mutter, but Chazal tell you, not a good idea to do it, you know? And what happened? So how bad was Rabos? And we mentioned before all the reasons why did he do it? He didn't do it just down callously, let me give him a present, you know, because I want to give him, you know, I want to reward him, I want to encourage him, cannot sow for him, the other people should be jealous, I'll encourage him. There's so many good reasons to do it. But Yaakov missed the boat, that dakis, and he gave a little more to Yosef at this time. Look what it caused, a terrible tragedy caused it. So much more Shibud Mitzrayim. That's how, Rabosa, what it means, how chashiv it is to not rely on your own seichel, not even just to rely on what, but what's the din? Don't tell me advice, Rabbi, what's the actual din? It's a mutter usher. It's mutter. Can I do it? Well, it's not a good idea. It's not so shame. It's not shame. It's not so good. Rabosa, we have to listen to every step, not just halacha psuka. If Chazal tell us, if your Rebbe tell us, someone says it's not a good idea, Rabosai, that's Torah, that's Chazal, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us, to use our seichel and realize these gedolim, these tzaddikim, these Chazal, the rabbis, everyone, right, the Torah, whatever Das Torah is, that's the best thing for us, Rabosai. It's not just halacha psuka, but it's the extra, then the good advice Chazal tell us, what's good behavior, what's not. It might seem insignificant, there's so many reasons to go ahead and do something, but if it's al yishana, which is just like, don't do it. It's not good advice. You know, Eisa Tova, that's all it was. Eisa Tova. It's a bad thing to do. I'll give you some advice. It's a bad thing to do. You shouldn't do it. Mutter. But there's still, you have to go ahead. You might say it's pasha, of course, because the rabbis, because Rabbi, so let's be honest, people don't listen, right? They want to know, what's the halacha? It's a mutter asri. Okay, I'm not such a big tzaddik. If you're smart on both sides, listen to the good advice of Avdolim, of Das Torah, of Chazal, of Chachamim. Help us out along the way.
Why did the mouth not say it straight up?
I'm just guessing, because that would be like Derek Harris. He has to say it in a hinting way. That's my guess. He has to say it where you want.
He's not normal.